It was about 1964. I was at the University of Virginia, and it was a seminar, and it gives my ego a boost to point out that one professor there later won a Nobel Prize. Of course, before that, he got kicked off the University of Virginia campus because his politics were incorrect. The seminar was about presidential elections. And it went through what happens when they're really tied. And in fact, we thought it was a little unrealistic, but then along came the 2000 election when the presidency hung on three or four people having tummy aches and not going to vote. So, but the point that came up that was really impressive to the whole class was as we went down through this very weird method of deciding a presidential election when the electoral votes are equal, and then you have to go on to the House of Representatives, but it's not really the House because each state has one vote. Anyway, I'm not going to get into this, but it's in the Constitution. It's hideously complicated. Then a sort of innocent question came up, which really brought things to a head. Someone said, well, what if none of this works? Who decides the election? And our professor Buchanan said, probably the Air Force. And we suddenly realized, again, had it brought to our attention, that we are not dealing with a theoretical exercise here, an election. These elections are substitutes for something a whole lot nastier. Mm-hmm.